Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting from I Am Suffering in Rancho Santa Fe, California. We just did an event out in Surprise, Arizona, and I want to get to that in just a moment here. But we are broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California, and we're happy and privileged to be here. Folks, we're out here doing some events, and in the process of doing just that, we're going to be flying out of San Diego in the up-and-coming week. And we will be back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota, which has no snow, so we can't call it Minnesota right now, interesting and oddly enough. But with that said, friends, we're going to be back in the saddle next week and rocking and rolling. And again, folks, what we're doing out here right now is we're fulfilling scripture, Mark 16:15, which is the Great Commission, Luke 19:10, seeking and saving that which is lost. And why is that? Because the Lord told us not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray not for that, but pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. And that's exactly what we're doing. What's lacking in America, especially with all of these illegals coming into America, one has to ask the question. I'm saying the same thing here. Listen carefully. It's interesting how the church in America is spending billions of dollars to send individuals to go into third world countries to preach a gospel there that they fail to preach to their own young people in their own backyards. So a better way to look at all of this, Americans, is the fact that they're now coming to you. So you don't have to spend the money anymore to send missionaries to third world countries. No. As a matter of fact, the Lord's now doing you a favor. He's bringing them over here under judgment. So you get to preach now to them as they enter into your country illegally. That's where, in fact, we are today, friends. And it's something to think about. It really is. And hopefully we'll be getting some of this content, too, as well. But, folks, we are here. And people have asked me, speaking of which, you know, have you seen a bunch of illegals since you've been into Phoenix? Because we flew into Phoenix last week, and we've probably seen 25 to 30 of them. So what we're seeing at the border, the way that the mainstream media is actually broadcasting and promulgating this information, we have seen none of it. And we drove from Phoenix, Arizona, Surprise, Arizona, yesterday, all the way to San Diego, which is a 5.5-hour drive. And we've seen very little to nothing of any of the illegals that are being highlighted. Now, I'm not suggesting that it's not happening. I believe that it's happening, but we're not seeing it anywhere. But soon enough, we're going to see it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So let's go back full circle to Surprise, Arizona, in doing the events. And in the process of that, I should say before we get to that, I'm tracking right now, so just hold with me. If you want to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the left top side of that page, subscribe to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page as well. And you can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. you want to call in, you can. We're Comrac stacked ready for you. No matter where we're at, we're ready for your phone calls. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. So let me just tip into this just for a moment. So speaking of the event that we just did the other day, and I got to tell you, folks, I was just kind of at the end of my wire. This is 3,000 times we have spoken publicly across the country. If it's not doing the high school assemblies, then it's the colleges. If it's not the colleges, it's the Tea Party. If it's not the Tea Party, it's the churches. If it's not the churches, we're in federal prison or state prison preaching to people. And the list goes on. We've even preached to orphanages. We've preached to drug rehab homes. And the list goes on. We've done it all. We have the hat and we have the T-shirt. But you know what's interesting is it all goes back to what I see and what I've seen recently in Arizona, where why I don't know, but it seems like the room is always peppered with state representatives, those that are running for office, or those that are sheriffs or running for the position of sheriff, so on and so forth. And how out of loop, is there a better way of saying that, out of step as to what's going on here. And it's interesting because I constantly revert back to the fact that 94% of the American people don't believe the mainstream media. But yet when you have a conversation with these people, when I speak at these places publicly, it seems like the only thing that they know is Fox News. And people don't realize that Fox News is a part of the problem as well. I mean, look, you got Sean Hannity now doing interviews with men, basically interviewing Bruce Jenner as Caitlyn Jenner. So he has no credibility. And that was pretty much the best that you had in Fox News for the most part. And you can see that that's all compromised. And some people will ask the question, how is that compromised? Well, because there's no moral compass with these people anymore. There's no rule of law. They act like the lawless. They play up to the lawless. And it's exactly what I've seen in a lot of ways. And I'm not condemning anybody. I'm not smacking anybody down concerning what I just experienced once again. I'm just conveying to Americans that people need to either practice what they preach or understand that their country is going to completely be judged from the top to the bottom. Because we are well on our way right now. But when I look at the older generation and giving them the information that pertinent information that I give to you 6 days a week on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, much of the information I'm sharing with them is completely out of mind. It's out of sight and out of mind. And then when you press the issue and you prove the point, because that's all we bring is stuff that we can prove concerning the issues of the day, they act like they're scared to death. So it's like they deceive themselves into taking so much truth, but not the whole truth, that makes them free, John 8:32. And Americans, we need to get into the mode of understanding that we are under attack right now, and this is not happening from a foreign government in any sense of the word. It is coming from our representative limited government that is acting foreign to the Constitution. And if we don't know any different, it's going to continuously be a shock when I do tell you the truth. So I'm going to come right back. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back up.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. One of the things that we do here, and it was Paul that said in the book of Romans, I dare not speak of those things that Christ Jesus has not done through me, is we don't talk out of school. Because once we begin to talk out of school, we're going to lose our witness. Because the Bible says that he who hath the Son hath life, and he who hath not the Son hath not life. In other words, he's only going to bear witness to the truth, and we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection, that men might find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2:5. And why is that? Because if you look at 1 Corinthians 4:20, it says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. So therefore, you're not supposed to find your faith in my stories that are outside of me actually practicing what I preach or what I've actually experienced. No, because if I do that, then I'm going to be considered a false witness, and we don't do that here. And one of the things that we do here, both the morning show with Tim Brown and the afternoon show with myself, is we continuously bring forth the facts as they are concerning the issues. And it's not so much that people are giving you information that is, well, muddled or compromised, or it's peppered with a little truth and a little lie. That's the mainstream media. Yep, we all get that. Micah 6:16. But the point that I'm making here is, folks, is that the truth that we should be giving you at all times is the truth that we've experienced. That's just how it is. And we hold to the word of God in truth as we grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. That's what we do. So going back to Surprise, Arizona, giving you my experience from just the other day in Surprise, Arizona, is I was just flustered to no end. And we had all these individuals get up. I believe there was five or six different individuals that were running for office. We had a senator there. We had a sheriff there. We had other people running for important positions in government in Arizona. And I was glad to see all that. But I kept hearing the same old talking points. And you could tell what they were parroting is all that they knew. So what we always do is we always take it in a lot closer to the issues and bring them to the tangibility of their existence in reality. And the way that we do that is we tell them what is in fact happening. We tell them exactly what's going on, and people almost seem startled by this. Here, let me give you an example. The illegal immigration is a prime example of what I'm talking about. So we were talking, and I'm on a border state right now in Arizona. I'm now in California. But I'm talking about the illegals coming into America. And I took the time to share with the people, as I'm sharing with you now, that there's over 900% increase of Chinese nationalists. I bring in the information that those that are coming into America, being lured into the United States of America, across the United States, we all become border states now, that a majority of them are being lured into America by treasonous Joe Biden. That's your president, right? As they want you to believe, of corporate America. Put that up against 1871. That's a different story. But I want you to understand that it's your said president that's doing business with the Mexican cartel and driving them over into the United States, and simultaneously understanding that it's the governors throughout the United States of America and the mayors throughout the United States of America, which we have been warning about for years, that have been illegally alluring them into the United States of America. That is treason from start to finish concerning every one of the above said. That is treason, Americans. What's happening right now is your said representative government is committing the act of treason. And I'm not talking about a third world country. Okay? This is the information we bring to the people. They look at me like a deer looking in headlights. They look at me like a cow looking at a new gate. And, folks, I got to be honest enough to say, you know what? The young people don't deserve what is happening here today. It's the older generation that has left off their commandments because, again, keep in mind, when I do these events, a majority of these people already claim to be Christians. And it's a lack of Christianity. Don't blame Christians for what Christ condemns, friends. Know the difference, right? 1 John 2:4. But these older people seem content to believe only so much of the truth, but when you give them the whole truth, I'll tell you what, you get a different reaction. And in bringing this information, friends, I want to add this too, that you all need to understand as a faithful preacher that delivereth souls, not a flattering tongue that spoileth souls, that preacher is going to be hated by the world. And I told them during my little speech that I gave to them, which was about an hour and a half, I told them that I'm here to preach the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And the fact of the matter is Martin Luther was absolutely right when he said, preach in such a way that they're either going to hate the preacher or they're going to hate their sin. You know, isn't it interesting, friends, that we've become so desensitized today in this country that we believe that when a preacher with the law and the truth in his mouth, Malachi 2:6, tells you the whole truth and nothing but the truth, it's amazing to me that people get mad at the person warning them rather than at the people that lied to them about the position that they're in today. They show more regard and respect for those that have lied to them that have committed the act of treason than the preacher that's trying to warn them to flee from the wrath to come. Martin Luther said, preach in such a way where they either hate their sin or they hate you. And if people hate me, by the way, for telling the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth, that's on you. How that works, I have no understanding. There's a true story told out of the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains, and they noticed that cars were going over the end of the cliff and crashing at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon a concerned committee got together, and they said, we need to remedy the problem. You know what the older generation did when they said we needed to remedy the situation? Do you think that maybe common sense would have came into play and they would have put up a sign that said, warning, don't go this way? No, they didn't say anything about putting the Ten Commandments back up in warning men, right? Psalm 19:11. What the concern committee did, the older generation did, is they said we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And that's how you create bureaucracy. But this is the system that the American people have put up with rather than holding to the Word of God and understanding what real love looks like and understanding what a faithful witness looks like and what he does and what he preaches. America is in a dilemma today because they have forsaken the Lord their God, period. You know, one of the other topics that came up and surprised Arizona over the last couple days was all these groups that are somehow or another decrying the fact that they've lost their rights and they don't have the rights that other people have, like, you know, the lesbians, the gays, all this felonious activity in the United States, which our laws condemn. Why? Because God's law condemns it. In other words, God hasn't given these people the right to commit an abomination before him and the people on this earth. And when you begin to show them the fruit concerning the younger people that have somehow or another been deprived of their God-given right, what we begin to understand is, wait a second, if you look at who these people are, you got to ask the question as to why the government, the said representatives, are looking for pockets of people like this. I can tell you why, and I want you to understand why. Because when you see, like, let's say, for example, homosexuals, which, again, is the felony in this country, the government looks for these pockets of people, the small portion of these people, and then what they do is they append it to the mainstream media in hopes of trying to normalize the crime. And then when they normalize the crime, or at least they think they have, they want to give rights over to these people that commit the act of felony. And what they don't realize is that same government, using these individuals as a political battering ram to upend the Constitution, what's interesting to note, folks, is that it's the same government only using these individuals to commit the crimes that they want them to commit. And why? Because at the end of the day, you're going to find that it's the government that's behind pushing the agenda from start to finish. And then what do? They turn on law abiders once the people accept the felonious activity. I'm going to come right back to that in just one moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update.
Power outages possible along the East Coast this weekend as New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut gear up for the first snowstorm of the season. To politics now, the U.S. Supreme Court will take up the Trump Colorado ballot case on February 8th. While on the campaign trail in Iowa, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis asked if he thinks former President Trump should be removed from the ballot because of the January 6th riot at the Capitol back in 2021. DeSantis says Trump hasn't been convicted of anything and warns removing him could lead to President Biden being removed from Florida's ballot for letting millions of illegal aliens into our country via our southern border with Mexico.
Could we make a credible case that Biden, because of the invasion of 8 million? And again, I don't think that's the right way to do it.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back to Into the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Rancho Santa Fe, California. Absolutely beautiful. I did want to say this. I noticed on the way over here, Arizona was free from chemtrails, geoengineering, modifying weather patterns. If you're new to this, if you look up and you see all these lines going across the sky, they are not contrails. They're not dissipating. They stay there. They're dropping chemicals down. You can put this up against 28:24 of Deuteronomy. You'll understand perfectly. But I just noticed that I was just outside for a moment taking a break, and as I looked up, I noticed that there was chemtrails everywhere in California, but I didn't see any in Arizona the day before. This is one of the topics that was brought up at Surprise Arizona, or in Surprise Arizona as well. But I want to get back to my old point in just a moment here, but I wanted you to see this only to solidify what we have been talking about here. Did you see this? This is the peoplesvoice.com. New Hampshire now becomes the second U.S. state to ban chemtrails. So it's not like they're hiding any of this information. You see this, folks? Again, Bill 1700, HB 1700, is a bill banning chemtrails. In other words, they're telling the government you're not going to spray chemicals down on the populace. And that's where you're going to find them spraying. You're not going to be out in the middle of Montana You're not going to be out in the middle of Alaska, and you're not going to see chemtrails there. Why? Because there's no population there. They spray over the top of the populace, and a lot of times people don't understand what they're doing is spraying down pestilence upon the people. If you want to know why there's every year at the same time, they're telling you to go get your flu shot, well, look up, folks. They're creating the problem. And again, if you look at it for what it is, there's respiratory problems. There is cardiac arrest issues outside of the experimental jabs that just took place. But again, we're noticing that they're not hiding anything anymore, but people are becoming more aware of what's going on. But I'm in California right now, and this is what averted my attention over is when I looked up, I noticed that there's massive chemtrails going on over the top of California. And I'm sure it's pretty prevalent here in the state of California due to the fact that you have such a huge population throughout the state. So anyways, aside of that, I just wanted to share that with you. And I wanted to highlight what I was bringing forth concerning how the government in the United States, Americans, let me say it this way. They're trying to Europeanize America. That's what they're trying to do. And they've been trying to do this for a long time. And the way they do that is incrementally, okay, little by little. And the way that they do that, friends, is they are constantly pushing the demoralization on the American people. Why? Because the more you're demoralized, the more that I then can control you. And this is all coming from the said government. Here's the point. This is what I was sharing with the people in Surprise, Arizona. So the government looks for these groups that are outlawed. The government in our system of government, they're looking for the groups that they'll just withhold the law. They'll bring no justice, and they'll try to advocate for those groups in normalizing them to use against law abiders. This is what Satan does. Read Romans or Revelation 12:10. He's the accuser of the brethren. So what they do is they lower the light on the abominable lifestyle of the gays and the lesbians. And then what they try to do is they say, we need to give these people their rights that God never gave them. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. The law does not permit this activity, but the government comes in and tries to play God for the small portion of the people. And what they want to do is use them to normalize the crime against law abiders. And that's, in fact, what is happening. Here, let me give you a prime example. Most people have never seen this, but I want you to see it for yourself. Did you see that the COS shooter, he identified as a non-binary? Did you know that the Denver shooter identified as a trans? No such thing, by the way. The government's the one filling their minds with these ideas, and then they give them dangerous psychotropic drugs to add fuel to the fire. The Aberdeen shooter, he identified as a trans. No such thing. But did you know this, Americans? Did you know that the Nashville shooter identified as a trans? This was a woman that wanted to be a boy. She goes into a Christian school and starts shooting it up, right? That's what we've been told. And then the government and these alpha agencies hide the information from the American people. The Philly shooter identified as a cross-dresser. I'm not making this up. You have a Perry shooter. The Perry shooter was identified as a PBA. In other words, the government gives them the license, just like they're doing with the illegals, to go ahead and live however they want to live. And when the law-abiding come in and stand up against their crimes, the government, they'll condemn the law-abiders for exposing the crimes of the said perpetrators. Americans, do you see the government condemning these crimes? Do you see them enforcing the laws against these kids that have been taught by the said government and the mainstream media and the corporations worldwide that they can be whatever they want to be? I mean, that is arbitrary government, friends, and you're setting yourself up in a very dangerous position, because what most people don't realize is they're not condemning these crimes. They're the ones responsible for advocating these crimes. And furthermore, you better understand that you're dealing with a dangerous set of people that are trying to advocate crimes against God and against man. But I just asked you the question again. I was sharing this information at Surprise, Arizona. with our friends there and saying, listen, they're trying to give them rights that God never gave them. And once they do, they go up and they commit a crime. The government's not there to condemn the crime, but no, the government's right there to condemn anybody that stands up against their crime. Americans, that's a really dangerous position that you're putting yourself into. Because, again, when you have an arbitrary government operating in such a way, Europeanizing Americans, there is no more justice. And see, this happens, as I shared with my friends in surprise, this only happens when the people fail to understand that they are the law under God. Now, those that watch the show day in and day out, you all understand that our rights come from God, not the generosity of the state. And it's for us to keep God's precepts, and precepts are those things that have been bestowed upon us and entrusted unto us by the Lord. And if we fail to understand that those said representative government, representatives that are in the halls of government today, friends, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So let me say it this way. Those people in said representative positions throughout the United States of America in government are only acting out in such a fashion as to what you tolerate and as to what you don't tolerate. Matter of fact, I can give you a prime case in point. What happens when the American people stand up and say no more and they draw the line in the sand and they let their said representative governments know that you either rule and uphold the law or else we're going to remove you? Well, look what just happened out in Ohio. We have this, everything about this said governor, DeWine, reeks of pedophile. And I'm telling you, folks, everything about that man reeks of pedophile. I'm still waiting to be corrected on calling out these guys through discernment and being wrong in the process of doing it. And I'm not talking about I'm knowing within myself. No, I believe I have the Holy Spirit. I know nothing but by myself, but I trust the Holy Ghost when he gives me discernment. And I'm telling you, everything about the Ohio government reeks of pedophilia. Okay? He was the guy that just recently vetoed a bill that basically would stop the state from enforcing surgeries for children in his state. Well, that didn't fare very well because once it was vetoed, they came back after him and told him that you're going to sign this bill and you are going to put a stop to this nonsense. First off, because the state has no children, and for you to assume authority over the parents and taking their kids and giving them a surgery or an operation as we indoctrinate them into public schools into believing they can be whatever they want to be, which is illegal, and it's a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights as well concerning the federal government and what they're doing through indoctrinating schemes. The government got in, the representatives of that state told him you're going to sign the bill. Guess what he did, friends? He signed the bill. See, Americans, you have no idea that you are the ones that are responsible for what's going on, good, bad, or indifferent in this country. But one thing I can tell you is when I continuously see the people throughout the United States of America stand up and hold to the law that the Lord has given unto us, we get the victory. But if you don't want the victories, you can just go ahead and give voice to the enemy because I see more of that than I don't. But when people have had enough, guess what happens? It stops. They put their government back into the position of where they're supposed to be. And it's interesting, folks. People say they can do whatever they want to do. No, they can only do what you let them do. Right? And what's interesting, look what's happening over in California right now. Speaking of which, and I'm just going line upon line, precept upon precept, it's interesting to note that this little silver spoon tyrant communist, Gavin Newsom here in California, not only is he alluring illegals into his state, but he's also giving them health benefits that you're going to pay for in the United States of America. And with that said, now he's coming out and saying that California is to provide free sex changes for illegals. Americans, can you even make these up, these crimes that they're guilty of? Now, in the earlier part of the week, I was talking about how the Nazis did the same things. They were the ones that were guilty of creating the disgusting crimes, and they were also the ones that were creating the war that Americans, which is on the precipice that we are going to be a part of if we don't put a stop to this. We're going to take a quick break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks, just talking about my conversation in my little discourse that I gave in Surprise, Arizona. And I was sharing with the people, if you just joined us, concerning how frustrating it is when you go around the country. And I got to add this, too. It's very frustrating when people actually have conversations and they share information with other people where they believe what they're telling the other people is actually factual. Now, one of the things that I always do is break out the two-party system. I break it down. I show them it's unconstitutional. I do that on this radio show for the very sake that people need to hear it over and over and over again. So when they hear it, they begin to actually pick forth the information that's going to break down the lies rather than drinking in the lies and then parroting the lies. But one of the things, friends, that I notice is how many people out there are just parroting absolute nonsense. You know, and I brought this up and I'll bring it up again. How many people are so sick and tired of the two-party system? They're tired of the establishment. And yet they keep playing into the hands of what the mainstream media offers them concerning the candidacies. of those that are running for office that are only there to solidify the establishment, not to tear it down. And if you look at Judges 6, it's interesting that it was actually Jurubel, Gideon, as you know him, that was his surname, how he was told to tear down his father's altars. I see this all over the country. And I got to tell you, my disposition, friends, is not going to sit there and put up with this nonsense that keeps chains on the minds and the hearts of the people. The anointing on a preacher is there to break the yoke of bondage from off of those people, Isaiah 10:27, and that's what we're called to do, and that's what we're going to continuously do by the grace of God. Because I trust that there's enough people that understand what's going on, but they're still playing the same games that keep the establishment propped up. That was one of the things that I experienced. And I think it was inadvertently done. Again, I'm not backhanding. I'm not slapping anybody down. I'm just saying my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, and we need to become acquainted with the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution to know the difference as to what's lawful and what's not lawful. Now, here, I do have to say in all truth, going back to that again, is the fact that because it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32, it's interesting to note how many people will continuously go forward propping up the same people that are same that are a part of the same problem. And I'm not going to go on the Trump train today. I'm sick and tired of the nonsense. I'm kind of tapping into it right now, but I don't know if you're aware of this or not, folks, but we've covered this before extensively, and I don't know how far that you know that the people have gone in the United States of America concerning Donald Trump. I mean, there have been books written about him now, the Son of Man, the Son of Christ, billboards put up about how he has the Word become flesh. They've equated him to Cyrus. Isaiah 45. They've equated him to George Washington. And of course, he condemns none of this stuff. But it's also interesting, friends, that they've made idols out of him. And you can put this up against Acts 12:22 if you'd like to, friends, where the people said this is the voice of a God and not the voice of a man. Well, that was the last step that King Herod ever took, because he took it upon himself and actually believing that he was elevated above the God of all creation. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Do you know that someone sent this over to me, and I want you to see it. This is a golden image of Donald Trump. This is a golden image of Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, folks, if it's not the meeting that I was at in Surprise, Arizona, That same talk was there with Donald Trump and how they need to get behind Donald Trump. And I don't know what it is that the American people don't understand, that he's not the victim. He's capitalizing off his constituents in the hundreds of millions of dollars right now. And I also don't know, and P.S., if you didn't know, Donnie's name came up in the Epstein files, which we already knew. So did RFK Jr. So this should come as no surprise to understand when I say this, that these people are a part of the club that are destroying your country. They just don't realize that they're being used to their own destruction, and soon enough they're all going to find out, along with the rest of us, if we don't put a stop to this. But it's interesting to know, folks, that Donald's name was brought up, and I brought up the information with you because somebody had asked me, so what are your thoughts on Donald Trump? I said, there's 1,000 different other presidential candidates, and you're still talking about Joe Biden and Donald Trump? And then I gave him the analogy of Popeye and Chick-fil-A and how they were having chicken sandwich wars. And I told him Chick-fil-A had a better one. Nope. And then the mainstream media was pushing the fact that Popeye had a better chicken sandwich than that of Chick-fil-A's. And then we found out, friends, just given enough time, just like politicians, they're both parties are controlled by the same people. Well, Popeye and Chick-fil-A having chicken war sandwiches, right? Sandwich, chicken sandwich wars with each other. What's interesting to note is they're owned by the same company. And Americans, when you begin to understand that Donald Trump is a part of that whole scenario, you're going to be freed of a lot of this idolatry that's going on in this country. And the Bible tells us, because I'm calling it idolatry, I want you to understand why it's called idolatry, because it brings a curse upon the people when you put a man in the place of Jesus Christ. And folks, what you need to understand here is that's exactly what Donald Trump's followers have done. In Trump we trust, books have been written. It's completely offensive every step of the way. Now a golden Trump statue. Folks, at CPAC, the Bible is clear when it tells us that cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. As a matter of fact, I even had one lady say to me, she goes, well, I want you to give me the answers. And it's like, ma'am, I've been giving you the answers for the last hour and a half, but it's the answers that you don't want to hear. You, under God, are the law. We, the people in this country, are the government. And you're being distracted by a man. By the way, Americans, notice how Donald Trump is making an appeal to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court just instantly said, we'll take it on. Oh, my goodness, friends. The mainstream media is giving Donald Trump all of the attention that he needs to be put back in place. Oh, my goodness. Last week, Jason Chaffetz, another controlled operative, who did absolutely nothing in the way of justice on the behalf of the American people, who's now being promoted as a news anchor and a fill-in at Fox News, is talking about how amazing the trajectory that Donald Trump has taken on and how he's just getting all of these victories throughout the United States of America. Hey, folks, he did the opposite of what he said he was going to do the first 4 years of his criminal administration. Making America great again is not what Donald Trump did. He did just the exact opposite. And I told this woman, I said, have you heard a word I have said? I've been giving you the answers the whole time, but again, they're just not the ones that you want to hear. And I told her, I said, our forefathers made an appeal to heaven and to Jesus Christ. Our system of government is established on something called common law. I took her through the Declaration of Independence. I said, do you hear this yet? Americans are supposed to self-govern themselves. They're not supposed to pass off that which God has entrusted to them to give to that man and then leave off God and then follow that man. No, hey, I want to say this, and there's nothing right about it, but it comes to my aid. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully concerning Donald Trump, because I'm tired of talking about this con man. He's a controlled operative. Joe Biden's the chicken sandwich. Donald Trump is the chicken sandwich. They're both owned and controlled by the same company, of ill-designing men that mean to destroy this country. Mark the Lord's words in judging them the way that we're supposed to judge them according to their fruit, Matthew 7, 16 through 20. But listen to this. I got you for 2 hours today. But in ending this hour, remember what Albert Pike said. The head of the Masons, who's now in hell where he belongs, who ate the fruit of his own sins, Romans 6, 23. Understand, friends, that when the people need a hero, we will deliver him up. Donald Trump is not the hero. He is being used as the destroyer. Read Daniel 8:25. We got hour two coming up on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.